Welcome to Four-Legged Life. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Arden Moore, the positive coach, who teaches people to play with a purpose and to play it safe. As a master certified pet first aid CPR and safety instructor, call us with any questions you have about living a better life with your cats and dogs. Our number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd like to thank our sponsors and let you know we've invited these companies to be here because we believe in them and use them ourselves. Please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. There's also a whole week's worth of wonderful live pet shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady Network. Tomorrow is Pet Food Advisors and It's a Dog's Life. Go to RadioPetLady.com to see the whole schedule. This show is a production of Eight Paws LLC and Four-Legged Life, which are solely responsible for its content. Our number again is 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. Ms. Arden Moore, it's almost Bunny Day and you're the Bunny Lady.
I'm going to hop right on the air with you, Tracy. Paws up.
Paws up, sweetie pie. I think with Easter just around the corner, here we are Wednesday. Easter Sunday is just a hop and a skip away, as a bunny might say. I think there's all kinds of dangers to dogs and cats we can talk about, but let's start with the positive side, the bunnies. You're a bunny meister. You know about bunnies.
Oh,
and I think
yeah.
There, one thing we have to caution people, right, is please don't buy a bunny or a chick or a duckling for your children as a gift because they just wind up to be dinner later. I mean, if you got to think this through, right? It's not just a decoration.
And don't call your girlfriend or your wife a chick either.
You yeah, by the way, thank you.
Yeah,
that's very retro.
Well, I do have in my pet background, I had a bunny. It was a dwarf bunny because I'm short too, named Honey Bunny, just like the bad spelling on, Winnie the Pooh.
And I know.
I got this bunny because the bunny was runner-up at the Palm Beach County Fair. And every time I was a newspaper reporter, I would always get runner-up in writing contest. So we bonded. Honey Bunny and I, and this bunny taught me many things. Back then, we had the phones with the cords on them. Well, I can't understand why my line was always dead because a Honey Bunny. They love pine cones and pine needles. That's a really nice treat. But here's some tips I can give you listeners from some of my bunny experts. You need to know that Timothy Hay is a really, really important food for a pet rabbit. They also do quite well with romaine lettuce and store-bought rabbit pellets. So, but here's a fact. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm just waiting for you to say the thing about carrots. Wow, what's up, Doc?
I mean, Doc.
What about the carrots?
Carrots are okay, but carrots aren't as cool as Timothy Hay, romaine lettuce, or pellets.
I mean, and, like, it has to be romaine. It can't be escarole. It can't be green leaf. They don't like baby arugula or what?
They dig the romaine. Maybe they're originally from Romania.
I think they may be.
Now, we now know why Hugh Hefner likes the Playboy bunnies, because I found out that you need to spay or neuter your bunny quickly because they can get pregnant again within, ready for this, 1 hour of giving birth.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I have a most hilarious story to tell you after we talk to Tina, who's calling in. I have a story to tell you about the pet rabbits I had as a child and what happened when I didn't know this fact. And it was pretty amazing. I think it's more like 15 minutes, and they have them so fast. Oh, my God. It's a very good story, I think. But those of you listening, if you have any bunny comments, Easter's here. It's the Bunny Show. 888-627-6008. Tina, welcome to the show. So great to have you here.
Thank you.
Have you got a question for
Ms. Arden? Golden Retrievers. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to just ask if you had a question for Ms. Arden.
Oh, yes, I do.
Super.
Okay. Is this
We're ready. Oh yeah, that's okay, that's our she's waiting.
Hey, I have three golden retrievers, and they're really bad counter surfers. So those rabbits that are on the counter or anything else that they shouldn't get into, like chocolate, is there a good way to stop them from doing that?
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you my answer. Arden may have a very special Arden-like answer of her own. Keep the chocolate off your counter, Tina. Golden retrievers like this are great to teach you very immaculate Martha Stewart housekeeping. Don't put food on your counters. It's simple. Put it in a cupboard with a door they can't open. Put it in a bread box. Put it in your fridge. Put it in an under-sink cabinet. Lovely counters. Just put out some little Italian ceramics, hand-painted. Golden retrievers don't eat that. Everyone who says, I'm so mad
like
at my lab.
They ate the, glasses, ate the whole. Yeah. Like anything that's on the counter.
So you got to start cleaning up your counter act. There's no reason to leave a wedge of cheese and a lovely French baguette on your counter unless you're standing there to eat it yourself. Arden, what are your thoughts on counter surfing from golden retrievers who are smart?
Well, Tina, I'm coming to your house now. I'm going to clean your counters. That's my, my Easter gift to you. How's that?
You mean you're going to eat
that's
what's on them?
No, clean, clean.
Well, I mean, no, if there's good chocolate, you can eat the chocolate first.
Yeah. You know what I might suggest? Because you got triple threat there with Tail Wagon from the three Goldens. If there is a way, this will just add to your ambiance in your home decor. But if there's a way you can, Tina, put up some doggy gates in the entrance of your kitchen that are stylish and vertical. They should be about 42 inches high. That way they're not becoming Olympic golden retriever hurdle champions. The other thing, but you know, cause, and make it so it's easy for you to open it and close it. The key is it's got to be about 42 inches tall, and it absolutely has to be vertical because one golden to the other is going to prop them up on a vertical bar and go up and over. And they do make stylish ones that won't make your house look bad. The other thing is, obviously, you've got three noses that can smell from miles away. If you can give them some kind of stuffed rubber toy or something that they can really amuse themselves, I would. But I would put a no dog zone in the kitchen. And that way, if you can't always get things off the counter, or your husband or your kids or whatever aren't good about it, you've taken away the temptation in a very stylish manner.
I think it's a great idea, Tina. Front, there's quite a few. All the companies seem to make these beautiful gates now. Front Gate, I think Orvis, L.L. Bean. There's no one who doesn't carry these. They're often beautiful wood, you know, light wood or dark wood. Some of them are fixed.
We do have a beautiful wood one. We used it just when they were puppies, but maybe it's time to bring it out.
I think it's time to bring it out.
And you know what? It also will help any of us that need to watch our weight. Because we actually have to go through the gate of guilt before we go in the kitchen. Kaboom! That's a Benny all the way around.
I like that. I like that. You're like, you think you'll just sneak in for a couple of corn chips? Uh-uh. Everyone hears the gate squeaking. There she goes.
That's true. Oh, that's
good point, Arden. Arden, you know what Arden is, Tina? This is a phrase a friend used about me, but it's even more true about Arden. She's sunny side up. She'll always look at the positive side of everything. So, yes, this is good.
Well, that's a good way to be.
Yes, it is a good way to be. And, you know, golden retrievers, as she pointed out, they spend most of their time smiling and wagging their tails. So they're pretty sunny side up, too. And probably, you know, not great for their waistline to be eating that entire chocolate cake.
No. Tina
actually ate the entire rum cake at Christmas.
Alcoholic golden. I think they have the CAA now, Canine Alcoholic Anonymous.
Anonymous, yes, and the meetings are all over the country. But, of course, the number one rule is train your humans to not leave the liquor out.
Yeah. You'll have to bring that over to my house too, Tina. Sorry.
Yeah, you'll have to send half my way. Yeah. Well, Tina, we appreciate
the
question.
Thank you so much. I really
appreciate it. It's a great question, and we're thrilled you're listening. Oh, by the way, because I love to just tell you about the other shows, there's a great show tomorrow night. It's A Dog's Life with Greg Cleva. So who knows what he'd say about it. But if you have another question, call in tomorrow night because all the shows are new and we want to kind of cross-pollinate. We want all of the friends of one show to call the other show. So we're like a giant happy family, okay?
Okay.
You have a great night.
I'll do that.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. And before I go to my story of how I know how quickly rabbits can get pregnant and give birth again, because everyone is on the edge of their seat, really, what happened? I think we have to jump on the phone with Cassie because she's here. And anybody who calls deserves to be talked to. Cassie, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
My name's Casey. I'm
welcome.
Sorry, Casey.
Casey. Well, that's my wonderful engineer, Doug. You know, he tries to write it phonetic, so Casey should have been EY, not IE. But we're thrilled you're here.
I know who this guy
Thank
is,
you.
Tracy, and we're going to actually keep him on the air. I'm not going to bunch him up.
Okay,
He's a
work
nice
on
guy.
It. Ow. Work on it. Do
All
it.
Right.
Do it.
If I may, drum roll, please. It is with tail wagging honor I present to our listeners the one and only Casey Dean, who is the publisher of San Diego Pet Magazine and a nice
Ooh.
Guy. And he's got
Ooh,
a dog and a cat. And you wait till you hear his cat's name, Tracy. Okay, Casey, now that I've thoroughly embarrassed you, please tell me what's on your mind.
Well, first of all, we named our cat Noodles, which is a great name for a cat that has a very long
it.
Tail.
Love it.
But I did call with a very Easter question for you. My dog Buddy, he's a rescue from the local Helen Woodward Center. He goes outside and enjoys to nibble on the bunny droppings out in the backyard.
Yummy!
And I'm curious,
yes,
you know,
those are yes,
yeah.
Delish.
I always have to say. No dookie, buddy. Don't eat the dookie. But I'm calling to find out whether or not there's any health issues. Should I be more diligent about, you know, vacuum? I don't know what to do with the little droppings. There's so many of them. I wanted to know if you had
hard.
Any idea if
yeah.
that was dangerous.
It's
so
definitely
you really
not
want,
dangerous.
You know what? We're going back to my favorite topics, the 3P. Pee, poop, and puke. And you know what, Tracy? You want to take it first, and I'll be your backup. If you want to
okay,
go first.
You could do your 3 P's because you just cover them so beautifully. It's your specialty. I can't really move in on that territory. But I will say about the freshly baked little brownies that the deer and the bunnies make, it isn't what we would choose as a freshly baked little brownie nugget, but they're herbivores. So bunnies and deer only eat grass and leaves and bark. So there's nothing in there that makes it even smelly. If you ever had bunnies in your house, you'd know. I mean, and they leave their little pellets everywhere, and they're really neutral. I think it's just fine. I mean, I'm not into dogs eating cat duty. Now, you're saying that Noodles eats the cat duty? I mean, the bunny duty or
no,
a dog
I'm sorry.
Eats it?
I changed subjects in the middle. My dog Buddy, who goes out in the backyard,
oh,
will
right.
vacuum them up. He just kind of scours the backyard for them.
Yummy. Nice work on his part. Yeah. My only suggestion is that you should probably reach out to one of the pet food companies. I'm going to ask Whole Life Pet Treats, which, by the way, Casey, send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com, and I'm going to send you a box of Whole Life Pet dehydrated protein treats that'll knock his socks off. But I'm thinking, why not make treats that are made of bunny pellets? I mean, it's, you know, it's like a nice recycling thing. I'm going to talk to John at Whole Life Pet about it. You make sure you send me the address, and I'd like to drum roll for my specialist in the 3 P's to speak to bunny poop.
Okay.
You know, and I that also went to a Purdue. That makes me a PU graduate. Okay. So, Casey, here's the deal. Sometimes our dogs and our cats eat those wonderful little nuggets in the yard, and it could be a little bit of a vitamin deficiency in the diet. So just kind of check with your vet if you would. But time it so that after Buddy eats the bunny poop, you brush his teeth before he gives you a big kiss.
That is good advice. Yes,
right.
I love that advice.
I
had
keep
a friend
my distance
who
from his face after he's been outside.
Yeah, I could understand that. Yeah, I'm not one who likes the face looking, no matter what they've been eating, no matter whose poop they've been eating. It's always somebody's, you know, if it's a country dog.
I hope that helps.
Or droppings can be used for fertilizer.
Right.
But I don't know if wild rabbits are the same as house rabbits, if there's a big difference.
The only concern I would have is just make sure you're not using any kind of pesticide on your grass, because you don't want the salad dressing, if you will, to be pesticide on top of the rabbit poop. So just be careful. Kind of keep an eye on Buddy. And if you can, when he's ready, I'm ready to get the bunny poop. If you could take a handful of healthy treats, small pieces, rabbit size, and toss them in the opposite area of your backyard or whatever, and get him conditioned that sometimes we get a jackpot and who cares about bunny poop? I'm getting the good stuff and daddy's tossing it. So I would try to do that if you can.
Arden is totally dreaming. If I'm Buddy, I'm going, okay, go left, go right. Okay, I'll eat the stuff she gave me because it's nice of her. Then I'll have bunny poop for dessert. Hello? Why would you pass up bunny poop? Yeah, given half a chance, please. Arden, get on your all fours, and you know perfectly well you'd be snarfling them up too. They're delightful.
Yeah. How am I supposed to get a date in life if I'm telling everybody I love bunny poop? Seriously, thanks a lot.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to save that for another time. Casey, we want your we want your show to become a special friend, your magazine to become a special friend of our show. And then we can put our little special logo on your website of your Real Life magazine. And then we can link back to you and send you, I don't know how many millions of new readers, just like a lot, okay?
Well, that would be great. I would be very happy and proud to have you guys associated with my website and magazine.
Ditto. And please give us the website again. Casey, tell us how people can track you down.
Yes.
To follow us on our website, it's just sandiegopetsmagazine.com. Or you can also follow us through Facebook, where we will announce each upcoming issue and we follow other topics. And our Facebook is San Diego Pets, so it's facebook.com/San Diego Pets. You can also follow us on Twitter with the same name, San Diego Pets.
They're going to find this out because there's going to be the link as you being our special friend. So they're just going to go there automatically. It's going to be great. Casey, we're so glad you called in. It means a lot to us to have a special friend. We need all the friends we can get. You know how that is, right?
Hey, give Buddy a big old bunny poop kiss from me, will you?
Yeah, and noodles,
too. I will.
Thanks for calling, Casey. Great to meet you. Call in more often with lots of brain teasers. We like to come up with solutions. We have to go to a break, but we have a super special guest waiting when we get back. Our very own beloved, adorable Amy Shojai, who's cat crazy. We're going to come right to her as soon as we get back from this break. Everyone, hold your horses. Oh, the number, 888-627-6008. Give us a shout. This show is supported by Platinum Performance Canine Wellness Formula, which is a comprehensive nutritional foundation formula for all dogs, which addresses canine health at the cellular level, providing a special blend of more than 55 nutrients that improves the fundamental health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. That's the Platinum difference. Platinum Performance Canine Wellness is a supplement scientifically proven to improve the cognitive ability of dogs in a study designed to measure their learning ability. When the dogs were tested on how well they remembered the skills learned in the first phase, dogs on Platinum Performance demonstrated superior memory by completing the task more quickly than the control group. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. And there's Platinum Feline Formula for the kitties, too. Support for the show comes from Waruva, a family-owned company that makes canned food for cats and little dogs from ingredients we could eat ourselves. Because they think dogs and cats should eat as well as we do, so their foods are made in a human food facility. We salute Waruva's ethical decision to make no dry food because they know that for optimal wellness, small dogs don't need highly processed carbohydrates, and that true health for cats, who are obligate carnivores, means they should eat only meat and have no need for carbohydrates in their diet. In addition to all the delicious Waruva recipes, they also make Cats in the Kitchen in pouches and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brand, using smaller-bodied fish for your cat's health. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites. Vectra 3D has the newest technology. In scientific tests, Vectra 3D was shown to create a shield on your dog's skin to repel ticks and kill them fast and reliably for the entire month, unlike older products which don't last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, a bite which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases even without the parasites staying staying attached. With Vectra 3D, ticks are killed just by coming into contact with your dog, but it's still safe for the people in your family. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that repels and kills fleas and also kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. We are back, Four-Legged Life, with Arden Moore, who only has two legs, but you'd never know it. Her soul is really four-legged. Our number is 888-627-6008. Join the fun, but especially join us with Amy Shojai, who we both just adore. And I miss you, Amy. I haven't talked to you for two whole days.
I know, and here I tune in, and the first thing I hear is talking about, you know, bunny poopsicles and chocolate delight, and oh my gosh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See the fun you're
missing? It's a proud
moment.
It's a proud moment here on Four-Legged Life. It's a proud moment.
Classy.
Yeah. We're just, class is our middle name. Do you have any bunny stories to share? Are you in any way a bunny-ish person? We're trying to do an Easter theme.
An Easter theme. Well, actually, my dog, Magic, is also a bunny poop aficionado.
Oh, nice.
And actually, I asked my vet about that, too, because I was concerned, just like your caller was, about the issue of, oh, is this dangerous or not? And he said, you know, you really don't want to let them do it because there can be some parasites in there. And that would be the concern there. I mean, not so much the pesticides, but the parasites
If you're giving Heartworm Heartguard Plus every month, which we're all supposed to be doing year-round now, it kills all the other eggy-waggies at the same time. So,
well, it does in the dog, but not necessarily in the bunny stuff. So you got to be careful.
Well, I know, but once it gets in the dog, if there's any eggs of some worm or parasite that happen to be in bunny dew and the dog takes it in, the heart guard is going to knock it out.
I think the heart guard has little boxing gloves on and it's
it does. It does.
You know, maybe,
but we don't. You know what? We need to have heart guard as a sponsor. If we're going to sit here and say heart guard three times, that's worth cha-ching, cha-ching. But truly, guys, HeartGuard Plus is a good product.
I prefer the chocolate bunnies myself.
Do you? Well, it's very weird that your dog, your big, scary, intense, dramatic German Shepherd, likes little tiny bunny dew, because my two Weimaraners like bunnies. They're like, pass up the bunny dew, eat the bunny. Yikes. I was sitting at the typewriter. Well, it's hilarious. I call it the typewriter. I haven't seen one of those in 20 years. We call it a computer keyboard now, if we're grown up. So I'm sitting at what I still think of as my typewriter. And the dogs are always going in and out the dog door and barking at squirrels and imaginary things and birds and what have you. And so when they come back in, they often have one of many stuffed monkeys in their mouth. You wonder why. There's a collection of them by the back door. One is actually a gorilla. It keeps them happy. It's like the thing they hold when people come to the house. It keeps them from barking. It's like, you know, it gets rid of their oral intensity. So I'm patting Scooby and going, nice, nice monkey squirrel. Yeah, he just got himself a squirrel. So, So if there were any bunnies here, they wouldn't last long. They would definitely be a morning show off.
Now, I got to say, Tracy, my dog Cleo is a bunny pacifist, because she's 12 pounds and she sees bunnies when we do our walks and hikes. And I go, Cleo, there's a bunny there, a bunny. She does monkey mouth. And all she wants to do is give him a kiss. Come here, bunny. I want to kiss you.
Well, she's about the same size as a large bunny.
I know. My friend Audrey Pavia has bunnies at her house. And we went over to visit her once. And I'm like, what in the tarnation is monkey mouth unleashing? And it's because she met the bunnies in the little X-Pen.
Oh, my God.
And the bunnies are like, get the damn dog away from us. Really? Yeah. How embarrassing. Didn't you teach this dog any manners?
Well, yeah, at least she doesn't try to eat them.
No, she just wants to be on their bunny Facebook page.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing with Magic. He really, 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 really wants to sniff Kitty Butt, and she won't let him.
She won't let him?
It's a dog thing. I mean, we're degenerating here. But
it's our middle name.
In North Texas, the concern that I have with Magic is he wants to go out and make friends with the coyotes.
Oh, no.
That's not
a good
funny.
thing.
No. Not a good
not
thing.
Not a good thing at all. So we have to be careful with that and tease him so that he comes back for his Frisbees. And oh, yes, I said Frisbee. Out loud, I said Frisbee. Now I've done it.
You know what's really incredible? Frisbee. They tell us that there's dogs that know 10 words, 100 words, 1,000 words. And I don't know about you guys. I do not sit around doing vocabulary flashcards with my dogs. But I do not – I cannot say the word W. I cannot say W. Of course you do. No wonder he knows what Frisbee is. You've been teaching him since he was a wee pup. But if I say the word W-A-L-K, it's over. Or C-A-R, no way. Mm-hmm. If I say I'm going to the C-A-R, they're like, we are? I didn't say we, I said I. So, you know, they learn words up to a point, but they get the I and the we part mixed up.
Well, Amy.
Right. I mean, if we did, if Magic had opposable thumbs, he would be in the driver's seat. So it's very lucky that, you know, I've got a grill to keep him. Otherwise, he would, you know, his feet don't reach the pedals, but otherwise he's fine.
Really, he'd love it.
You know, Amy, you do a lot of great stuff for people in the pet world, the 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers. And my goal, my wish someday when I finally get back, I go into Texas a lot. I want to meet Magic. I really
He's
do.
A gorgeous
I think
you
need
dog.
To meet Magic. Oh, yeah.
He's gorgeous.
He would love you. He really would. He'd say, oh, she speaks my language. Oh, yes.
She's treat lady. She's from California.
Yeah.
And she smells just right of dogs and cats. What's better than that? We can't believe you called
in. I've met
in.
All of Arden's fur kids.
Don't you have a question for us? Let's us answer one of Amy's questions. Like, she doesn't know the answer to everything. Don't you have a question for us, hon? Ask us a bunny question. We know a lot about bunnies.
Oh, a bunny question. I've got a bunny question for you.
Okay.
Okay, bunnies can be litter box trained, but what is the concern that you have? What do you put in the litter box?
I love that. Arden, I would just be making it up.
Well, I had Honey Bunny litter box trained, and a very good bunny expert told me, it was an exotic veterinarian, he said, be careful, you need to put hay on top of the litter box, because rabbits, ready for this? Rabbits, quote, like to eat while they poop and poop while they eat.
Wow.
I know my poop. Yeah,
so you don't want them eating the clay litter.
Right,
I found
right.
that out. I thought that was priceless.
Yeah,
wow. So you have to put
while
hay.
They're eating.
Mm-hmm. So you have to put hay there to keep them busy.
Yes, because
that's
they will
a good
eat
question,
their poop.
Amy.
It's coming out of one end and going.
Oh, God. Now, don't get her started. Don't get
they're
her started.
They're very efficient.
Yes, it's a real recycling. It's the truest meaning of recycling. Well,
yeah,
you know what? None
creative.
Of us right now owns a bunny, but there are fabulous bunnies for adoption at many, many shelters. Beautiful flop-eared bunnies, every sort of color and shape. If you any of you guys listening really are you're young enough to not have a parental block on our show, which you really should probably have a parental block. God knows what we'll be talking about next. But until the parental block, if you really want a bunny, please don't buy one. Please go to your shelter. The ones for adoption are already maybe litter box trained, but they're certainly people trained. You know, they've lived with somebody who couldn't have them anymore, right?
Yeah,
and
there is a really
bunnies,
very
bunnies
good
get along well
website.
With dogs and get along well with cats, too.
Yeah,
so that's great.
Go, if you guys would go to bunnyrabbit.org, they're a national group that helps you find bunnies up for adoption. And
it.
They give you a lot of good tips. They have people that are bunny experts that can help you. So just hop over after our show to bunnyrabbit.org.
Nice. Love it. Amy, thanks, honey. This must be a busman's holiday for you.
It actually is. I needed to take a break from, you know, the typewriter thing.
The typewriter thing, yeah. Clickety-clickety-ching, clickety-clickety-clickety-ching. Yeah. And those youngsters listening, just look it up in the Encyclopedia Britannica. Oh, oops, there's no more Encyclopedia Britannica. Look online.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Jinx.
Thank you for
you
calling.
You guys are
honey.
Doing
Love
great work. Thanks
you.
For having me, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Thank you,
Amy.
We're going to try and clean it up. Thank you so much, honey. Have a great night. Happy Easter. She is just
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great. Bye, sweetie. Okay, so we're going to go to another break. When we come back, I know many of you have stayed tuned solely to find out why do I know how quickly rabbits get pregnant and give birth again. When we come back, just stay tuned. 888-627-6008. We'll be right back. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes raw dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. From food ingredients that are gently dehydrated to remove only the moisture, yet retain most of the natural nutrients. Everyone knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious, and Lucy at The Honest Kitchen developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health problems like itchy skin, ear infections, and GI upset, which are often linked to a poor quality or inappropriate diet. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com for information about calling The Honest Kitchen for a complimentary consultation to find out which recipe is right for your pet and get free samples. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a signal of comfort in your pet's brain. And veterinary nutritionists often recommend Feel Away and Adaptil to help patients with behavior issues as a stress reliever that can help solve many common behavior challenges or even emotional discomfort you may not recognize. Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs can also be comforting for newly adopted cats and dogs from stressful backgrounds, and especially for new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feel Away diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household for out-of-litter box issues and to get a cat used to her carrier for travel or vet visits. Adaptil for dogs helps alleviate anxiety and stress-related symptoms whether your dog is at home, in a car, or out in the world. Adaptil comes in a diffuser, spray, and the most effective way, a collar. Veterinary animal behaviorists often recommend Feel Away and Adaptil to help patients with behavior issues. You can find the pheromone products through the link at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. Vaxacheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? Vaxacheck takes the worry out of keeping your dog safe. Avoid the risks of automatically revaccinating by asking for Vaxacheck, a blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis. If she has the antibodies in her blood, you don't need to revaccinate. But if she doesn't have protective immunity to one of the diseases, then you revaccinate only against that one illness. Vaxacheck should be used on every puppy to confirm that she actually got the protective antibodies from her puppy shots, which are not guaranteed to be 100% effective. Shelters and rescues should use Vaxacheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. For your dog's safety and your peace of mind, ask for a Vaxacheck test at your dog's yearly checkup so you and your vet make the best decision about long-term health. Vaxacheck for cats is coming soon. We are back. If you're there too, as we are here, 888-627-6008 is how to reach us. It is bunny night on Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore because Easter's around the corner. So even though I've said, hey, folks, do not go buying some bunny from a pet store because, you know, an hour, 2 hours, a month later, you'll go, I don't want this bunny. And then you, you know, you burden the local shelter or rescue or bunnyrabbit.org with your impulse buy. I, on the other hand, as a kid, Arden, I'm sure you were surrounded by animals too. I've had this obsession, passion, derangement. I didn't necessarily always like animals better than people, but it was definitely a toss-up, right?
Yeah, so it's always been a tie for me. I like ties. I'm good at
ties. Yeah, ties are good. Yeah, that's right. And you were also, did you used to play softball or you only wrote about it? You did play also, didn't you? I wish
Put
I could.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Hey. Let me in center field.
I was never really picked. I mean, I could do flies up. But in any case, one
flies
digresses.
Off. What's a flies up?
In addition to games like that, I had a whole little barnyard of pets. So I had two donkeys and completely got confused about sterilizing at least the male because it was a mother and son. General Jackson was the son and Jenny was the mom. And she got fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. And a year later after we'd gotten them, out came Tinkerbell, which unfortunately was the result of an incestuous relationship because we hadn't known you were supposed to geld him a lot younger than we did. So the bunnies were not a whole lot different, except for I really didn't know you could spay and neuter bunnies. We had two or three breeds of exotic bunnies, and there were some that were a gorgeous red color. I forget the name of the breed, but they were so beautiful. Another ones were exotic and had huge ears that kind of flopped to the side. And so we had nice rabbit hutches, you know, the kind of horrible things they have in puppy mills for dogs, but they're good for rabbits, which is what they're meant to be. So one side was all enclosed, and it was their little house to sleep in, or perhaps to have babies in, it turns out. And there was straw or hay in there, and you could lift the top to see them or clean it out. And the other part had the water bottle that was, you know, tied to the wire, and you could suck water out of that. And then another little thing for the pellets and another thing for the romaine, although I probably gave them iceberg because this was I didn't know about romaine.
They forgive you. They forgive you.
Thank you. I appreciate that because actually now I'm feeling pretty guilty. So these darling little rabbits are in there, and there's two of them. And I'm not sure anybody – I think that there's a verb to sex a rabbit. I know you can do it with a bird, right? You find out which sex they are. I don't know how easy it is to do. It was very hard with birds, like parrots and stuff. Well, one day, without thinking too much about it, I lift the top of their little sleeping thing to put my hand in to take out the hay, you know, to put in fresh straw, and I got a handful of baby bunnies. And I swear to God, a week after she'd had a litter, and I don't even remember if litter is the right word. There may be a more appropriate word where bunnies are concerned. It was an explosion of rabbits. You couldn't know what sex they were when they were teeny tiny. So how could you segregate boys from girls? And by the time they were like 3 weeks old, they were already making more bunnies. And you know, there's all these phrases like doing it like bunnies. Well, they do. They honestly do. And they just can get pregnant one after the other. I have to tell you something horrible. I didn't know what to do or how to stop it. I wound up selling them to someone who, you know, used rabbits for food. Isn't that horrible? They were my pets. But what could I do? I didn't know what to do.
It was a long time ago. It's okay. We're going to walk you back off the cliff. It's okay, Tracy. You're good. You're good. You know what? Just think about it this way.
Responsible.
Well, it's okay, but we learn from our mistakes. And that, to me, is the best way to be. If we did everything right all the time, we'd be very boring. It's better to be a person who learns from mistakes than someone who's so proud and never makes any mistakes.
Good point.
And look at it this way. Just be glad the reproductive system of people does not parallel or mirror that of, oh, my gosh, can you imagine? Honey, get away from me. I just had the baby an hour ago.
No, you didn't have the baby. You had a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I had a whole litter, baby, honey.
Oh, my gosh.
There's George Foreman number one, number two. Yeah,
you would run out of names. Yeah. So bunnies – and Easter, they don't really know that it's their day, but it is a day that people, maybe they don't do it as much as they used to, just like people would buy goldfish and little turtles. They would buy bunnies in the same way, but bunnies, people who keep them as pets, I mean, they're like individual characters with personalities and emotional reactions. They're not like a widget.
And Honey Bunny was the leader in my family. When I had Honey Bunny, I was living in Florida. And she had her whole little bunny suite, but I would let her in the living room area, and we'd all be hanging out. And I had a couple of cats then. Honey Bunny would put on her stealth, you know, Navy SEAL bunny outfit and just kind of sneak up to my two cats and nip them in the rear end and get quite delight seeing if they could hop higher than she could.
No
and
kidding.
All my two cats were like, oh no, it's Honey Bunny. She got us again.
Again. She really had a sense of humor like
that. Oh, she did. They do have personalities. They definitely have personalities. And for anybody that's a bunny expert out there, I let you know they're great pets. They do have personalities, just like, you know, ferrets have personalities and birds. I mean, you know, God's creatures, they're not just sitting around gathering dust, you know?
That's right. And the more you give to them and pay attention to them, the more you get back. So now that it's Easter, there's two departments of danger. We got the cats and the lilies. We've got the dogs and the plastic eggs, the jelly beans, the chocolates, all of which are all over the place. And we forget them in the yard. And so do you want to do the kitties and the lilies and I'll do the dogs and the chocolate bunnies?
Yeah, that'd be fine. What I try to share with people, you know, as far as Easter and Easter lilies, it's such a beautiful thing. You could actually have Easter year-round if you get them in silk.
I love that.
And then you don't have to worry about forgetting to water them or anything. In my house, I have beautiful vanilla scented candles that are battery operated, and they come on at 5 o'clock.
No way.
And they flicker off at 10 p.m. every single day. And it is so nice because I get the ambiance of real candles. There's a nice little, nice vanilla mist in the air. You can do the same thing at Easter time. We love them, but they got to be out of Paw's reach. It is, you're going to be spending your Easter calling the poison control hotline or being at your veterinary's emergency room because cats can hop higher than bunnies. And so, guys, let's just keep it safe for our pet's sake. And there are different pet-friendly options. And so I think silk lilies is a great option. Or
it's
put the lilies
idea.
in an enclosed area where the kitties can't touch them and you can admire them. But why even take the chance?
I agree. It's just not worth it. And the pollen on those stamens or pistils, if it gets on your clothes, I mean, it marks you forever. So in addition, it's jeopardy to your clothing, not quite as bad as jeopardy to the inside of your kitty. As far as dogs go, you know how, I don't know, it depends on how old your kids are, but up till at least 9 or 10, people do Easter egg hunts. And I remember the good old days, Arden, when they were actually eggs.
Yeah,
like eggs. No, now you hear these people talking about the plastic egg, and some of them have a dollar in them, and some have $10. I'm like, when did people turn Easter into like a money thing? It's gross. I mean, first of all, it's supposed to be colored eggs, and you're supposed to spend all this quality bonding time in your family coloring the eggs and decorating the eggs, and then a parental figure of some kind is supposed to hide them, right, in the garden.
Right.
This then became this thing where it's plastic eggs, and in it, maybe some jelly beans, maybe some small chocolate eggs, and then this money thing. I heard someone at the market saying, well, I do 10 that have quarters and 10 that have dollars. I'm like, who turned Easter into like money? I don't get it. But I don't think it's all that rare that people are doing it. But you can't, it's too dangerous for pets to put stuff out in the garden unless you make a GPS coordinate for everything. Because if the kids don't find it all and you leave one behind, you have the dog not just eating the chocolate, and most Easter chocolate's really junky and has no real cocoa in it. So to be honest with you, I don't think it's any danger at all in terms of the old chocolate is dangerous for dogs. But they will chew the plastic, and they can cut their mouth or cut their guts if they chew through those plastic openable eggs to get at what's inside. And I don't know how – I mean, if someone uses real Easter eggs and forgets one of those, you have like a rotting – hard-boiled eggs somewhere under a tree stump that someone forgot. The dog's going to eat that too.
I mean, it's kind of you got to put the chicken before the egg, pardon the pun, but you want to be able to celebrate the holiday, Easter, with your children. I sure hope they do talk about Jesus making a comeback because, you know, that's what the holiday's about. He moved a big rock. That's why I'm never a Sunday school teacher. But the other thing is, if you are going to have a stage and Easter egg hunt, whether it's got chocolate or the Hope Diamond in it, you need to mark the number on the egg so you know
smart.
you have just hidden 10 eggs. Hey, Mommy, Daddy, I found 1, 2, 7, 8, 9, whatever. You now know you have 3 eggs missing.
Right.
And that's what I would do. And I'd also have my husband or my partner or a older kid take my dog for a beautiful, nice walk while the young kids are doing the Easter egg hunt. So the dog is tired, has been exercised, and you can have the fun of the Easter egg hunt without the canine interference.
Right, because otherwise the dog, if he's smart, will knock over the smallest children to get at the chocolate eggs and so forth before the kid finds them. He's also going to be a better finder because even if it's only the plastic egg, it's going to smell like the human, which is not something he usually expects under a rock or in a tree stump.
Yeah.
So.
And you made a really good point about the quality of chocolate and Easter eggs, because as you know, dark chocolate has got the highest concentration of thiobromine. But here's the deal for Easter. White chocolate contains the least. So bing, 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 Tracy gets a point.
But even so-called milk chocolate, but even the milk chocolate, it doesn't really have cocoa in it any more than Betty Crocker cake mix of a chocolate cake. It has zero chocolate. It's that lovely dark brown color. The food scientists have made it taste like what our brain thinks is chocolate. But your dog could eat an entire, you know, box cake and, you know, maybe get fat and maybe vomit from all the chemicals and the sugar. but it's not from the chocolate. Whereas one homemade brownie made with really good, like, I don't know, Belgian chocolate, that could be a problem. So the other thing about Easter is that there's still, it has turned into kind of like a mini Halloween, where there's a massive amount of candy around. And even the most dedicated child cannot eat all of it. So there's baskets, Easter baskets, that have jelly beans and oh, and what about those marshmallow, the Tweety things?
Yeah.
The
oh,
peeps.
Yeah.
So you got the you got the jelly beans, you got the peeps, you got all this stuff, and the kids get a little bored or distracted, and that's a big old snackathon for a dog, and probably not something that should go down his gullet. All that sugar, nasty stuff. So you got to keep everything up high, and you know, not just have it on the coffee table, because that's just like, that doesn't even require Tina's kind of counter surfing. That's eye level for everybody.
Hey, my sister is being quiet and she's listening to the show. She's, hey, shout out to Deb in Texas. But she does have to share with you. She says that a baby rabbit is called a kit or
I
a kitten.
That. Yes.
Way to go, Deb. You're the brains
Deb,
of the family.
Love woo, you. Woo, you woo. Are the brains. She was telling me that before the show began, Deb, that you were the brains of the family. While we go to a break, could you please look up and see what a litter of rabbits is called? Because I wonder if it is, in fact, a litter. Doug, let's take our break. When we come back, Deb is going to have the answer. We're going to have to send Deb a special present. We'll discuss that when we get back. We'll be right back. If you want to call, 888-627-6008. We'd love to have you join us. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals in any of their products. Halo is a private company partially owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they genuinely are dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. The company emphasizes giving back by making impressive charitable donations through freekibble.com to shelters and rescues because they believe that less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is the only kibble I feed my own dogs because Halo uses real meat in their kibble. No scary mystery ingredients that are permitted in rendered meal. There are even shreds of real vegetables along with the dry nuggets. It's why I'd love you to try Halo too. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing people around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades, with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. In fact, Nordic's prenatal DHA and baby's DHA products are endorsed by the American Pregnancy Association, which is a welcome endorsement for those who will want to add omega-3 fish oil to their pet's bowl since they view their cats and dogs as their fur kids. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family. For more information, visit RadioPetLady.com. This show is part of the Radio Pet Lady Network, the best pet radio shows in the world. If you're enjoying our show, please go to RadioPetLady.com to see all the other live call-in shows I co-host. Wednesday is Dog Travel Experts, exploring all the ways to get out of the house with your dog from around the block to around the world with Paris from Dog Tipper. Also on Wednesday is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore, who advocates great ways to enjoy life with your dogs and cats while keeping them safe. Thursday is Pet Food Advisors with Dr. Sean Delaney, a famous veterinary nutritionist with advice about what to feed your pets. And then it's A Dog's Life, discussing dog behavior with trainer Greg Kleva. Mondays, there's The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna, giving second opinions on hard-to-treat medical problems, and Cat Crazy with Amy Shojai, who is a certified animal behaviorist who is crazy about cats. If you cannot listen to any show live, just send your questions to RadioPetLady@gmail.com and we'll answer them on the air. You can listen later to the after-show podcast in the library at RadioPetLady.com. We are back. Our number is 888-627-6008. So people are still sitting at the edge of their chair. It's been a very tough night for them. They want to know what a litter of rabbits is called.
And I have that answer. I have
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Okay, it depends. The answer is this. If they are domestic bunnies, they are called a herd.
No.
If they, a litter is what they're called when they're young, and a colony or a nest is what they are referred to when they are in the wild.
I love it.
Scored for Arden Moore.
So, yeah, oh, Arden, yeah, she's yeah, too yeah. good. So you're saying when they're a litter when they're born?
Yes. When they're young, they're called a litter. And when they get a little older and they're domestic, they're called a herd. And when they're just hanging out in the wild or they're at the Playboy Bunny Mansion, they're yes. called a colony.
Well, I don't know. I have to say that I just wish that they had more unique words. I don't know. A herd of rabbits. I mean, I thought you had like a herd of zebra in Africa. Herd just sounds, I don't know. Oh, wow. Deb's going to come on the line. Deb, we're going to make you comfortable. We're so thrilled to have your baby sister here, Arden. Welcome.
No. Oh. Yeah. Well, yes, she is. I'm her older sister.
Oh my God! My sister's finally on the air. Yay!
Yes, she's on the air. She's on the air. You know, you should always say that you're the younger one. Always.
I am, but just to make Arden feel better.
I see. So she doesn't feel like an old bag, like one tends to feel if you have a younger sister. It happens.
Do you think we sound alike, or what? What's the deal? Do you think we sound alike? Because I used to take her phone calls when she was in high school. I used to take.
Oh my God! And drive the suitors wild. Well, I just have to say this, Arden. I'll never be able to know if she sounds like you because we're never going to stop talking enough to give her a chance to say anything.
I was just doing the research for Arden on Wikipedia.
And what did you find? Did she have the right answer?
I found the word that they're called litters. But obviously, Artie has a more sophisticated search tool because she learned about herds and whatever else she mentioned. So,
But even more impressive, Deb, is the fact that she could do the two things at once. See, I can't do two things at once. I couldn't possibly look something up. I know. She's a whiz bang. It's from being in the newspaper business, with all those deadlines and, the guys in the back room smoking, chain smoking and wearing their hats backwards. I think that's – yeah.
I have pictures of her that way.
Oh, thanks,
I bet
Deb.
You do.
Thanks a lot.
I want to see that picture. So, Deb, you have three doggies. Is that a true fact?
That's a true fact.
And can you describe them? Because they're going to get whole life pet treats, these awesome protein treats. Your sister's going to slip your mailing address to me. But describe them because we like to know what Arden's extended family is, both two-legged and four-legged.
Okay. We have three females. One is 8 years old, and she is a schnoodle.
Nice.
Her name's Gracie. We have a five-year-old Bichon Cockapoo. Her name is Maddie. And then we have a two-year-old named Jeannie, who's, I think, Artie's met her. I think she's a corgi, some kind of corgi and another terrier.
Yeah, cool. And my favorite breed on the planet is a corgi. You had me at corgi. And I keep saying to Jeannie, come on, Jeannie. Let's go home to California.
We have to always double check Artie's luggage and things before she leaves.
That's smart. And the trunk of her car. Yeah, and her large handbag that she does. Yeah, yeah. Well, I have a friend who got a corgi from Corgi Aid. It's a really nice corgi rescue. So if you ever are thinking it's time to add another corgi to the family, Corgi Aid AID. And somewhere on my other website, they're linked. I don't know where they are geographically. But you know how it is with corgi and any rescue. They will get that dog to you wherever you are if you're going to be the good home for it.
Corgis are a cross between Robin Williams and the Three Stooges. They are brilliant comedians. And my big dog, Chipper, I call her a corgi on stilts with a tail, even though she's a golden retriever husky. But I love corgis. I love all dogs. But most of all, ready for it? I love my sister Deb, and she made it on the radio.
Oh, isn't that nice, Deb? My sister's never going to call in. She doesn't even remember when I have a show on.
I'm going to hang up now because I don't really have a question. Well, I know you're talking about rabbits and...
Well, we're going to let you go because we've run out of time, but we think it's really cool that you called in and you made Arden's day. So happy Easter to you and all your four-leggeds. Have a great day on Bunny Day.
All right, happy Easter to you. Thank you.
Thanks, sweetie. Bye. Your sister is so nice, and I know that isn't easy to get on the air when you have a bubbly sister like she has. So she did great, right?
Oh, she rocks. I love my sister.
You're lucky. Good to have a close family. That's it, guys. The show's over. Easter's around the corner. Take all of our advice. I want to find out next week how many of you got bunnies, thanks to us. Have a great night, Arden. You the best, honey.
So are you, Tracy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love teaming up with you.
Me too. Too much fun. Love to you all. Kiss your kitties, hug your pooches. We'll talk next week. Bye for now.